Good morning. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thanks for a holy day. Now today we start again with new life, new activity. We pray that you open our eyes to see around so that we know what you want us to do regarding people that live around us. Please guide us, Father, so that we can do according your will. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to share a little bit of part of my thesis. I want to share about foreigner in New Testament, or I can say stranger or aliens in New Testament. Before we talk about this topic, let us open Matthew chapter 25. Verse 34 to 46. Matthew 25:34-46. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invite me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when we did see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothed you? When did we see you sick in or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even least of them, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on his left, "Depart from me, accursed one, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angel. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they themselves also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the less of these, you did not do it to me." This will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous one into eternal life. Brothers and sisters, from the verses that we read, we can see that Jesus spoke four times about a stranger. And then, very interesting, because first of all, in the Bible tell us Jesus is a stranger who come from the heaven to the earth. And then the second point, Jesus talk he is a stranger. So whatever you do it to the stranger, same with you do it to him. That's why if you love the stranger, that means you love him. If you reject the stranger, then you also reject the reject him. That's why this passage, I think, is very important for us to understand more. Now, let me tell you what I have found from the dictionary. In the New Testament, if we want to know about the stranger or alien or foreigner, we can see there are three words that use for the word of stranger. Number one, call senus. Senus means someone from other country moved to the other country. For example, I am a senus because I am from Indonesia, moved to Hong Kong. That's why I can say I am a senus. The second word is para oikos. From the word para and oikos. Para mean by, and then oikos mean household. From this word, the scholar translate become a neighbor. So your neighbor is a stranger for you. The third word is paredidemos, from the word demos. Demos mean people. This word usually translate as a stranger, common stranger. Now when we look through from the Bible, we can see that both of the word has literal meaning and also have metaphorical meaning. Metaphorical meaning, that means we all are stranger, because one, we believe Jesus Christ as a savior, so we are not the citizen of this earth, but we are the citizen of the heaven. Our hope, our home is not from the world, but from the heaven. That's why we come and live in the world just for temporary. That's why we need to seek the kingdom and the righteousness. When we seek the kingdom and the righteousness, that means we deposit something for our future life. Let us open 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as alien, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen. See the word of reside as aliens. And then 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as alien and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Peter called believer as stranger and aliens. This word remind us that our purpose in our life is not for the world, but truly for the heaven. That's why when someone talk about the success in this life, we do not talk about how many you have during in your life, but the most important is how many things you invest your life in order the kingdom of God, because we are a stranger in this world. Now we go back to the word of stranger in the sense of literal meaning. Literal meaning, like what I tell you, is someone from outside moved to another place. Yeah. For example, what I tell you, I'm from Indonesia, moved to Hong Kong as a immigrant professional. Now, brothers and sisters, regarding this condition, the Bible tell us how should we treat them. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, you give me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you give me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invite me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you come to me." This is what Jesus tells us that he wants us to do regarding the stranger. That means we need to do something. We need to do something. Not only Jesus said that we need to do something for the stranger, also the apostle said the same thing. Let us open Hebrews chapter 11. It's more clear if we see Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. "Do not neglect to show hospitality to stranger." To show hospitality to stranger. I'm happy in this church we have hospitality ministry. Yeah. I don't know if you guys join in this ministry. I want to let you know that welcoming people is not only show your teeth when you meet someone. You know what I mean? Show your teeth like this. Yeah. It's more than that. Welcoming people is part of hospitality ministry. You can smile without love, but if you have love, you must be smile. That's hospitality ministry. Regarding Hebrew, the writer want to remind that the believer who has Jewish background, that long, long time ago, they were enslaved in Egypt. And then God released them. Now when God released them, the stranger come and live together with them. That's why Old Testament talk very clear how we should treat the stranger. And then this teaching continue to the New Testament. That's why Paul said to the reader of the Hebrew that you need to do hospitality regarding your past background. When God loves you, then you need to love other people. So, brothers and sisters, we have two reasons why we should treat foreigner well, stranger well. Number one, because Jesus said, "You do something to sinners, that means you do it for me." The second reason, from the book of Hebrew, we know that we all stranger before, but now we already become family of God. That's why we need to love other people who are stranger. In Hong Kong context, it's easy for us to meet a stranger around us. In MTR, I was so happy when I can help someone from foreign country come to Hong Kong. Even I'm willing to bring him go to MTR station or give good direction. Why? Because I have same experience before. When the first time I came to Hong Kong, ngom si kong Guangdong wa, I don't know everywhere, And then someone show me the direction. I say, this is angel that God sent it to me. Now, when I see a foreigner or stranger in the street, I really want to help him, to help them. And then I believe when I help them, they will praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, because you sent angel to me. Now you may choose. If you help them, then they will thanks God because you are an angel for them. Now, regarding this, we need to learn more. How should we treat the stranger well? Now, the last part we can see from the book of Luke chapter 10. This is a real example that Jesus teach us. Luke chapter 10. Good Samaritan. We read from verse 29. But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he left compassion. And he came to him and bandaged him up his wound, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him. And whenever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber hands?' And he said, 'The one who showed mercy toward him.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go and do the same.'" This is the perfect example that we should treat and help a stranger around us. The good Samaritan, they treat the stranger beyond his personal safety. The Samaritan treat the stranger beyond the ethnic, because that guy is Jewish and he is a Samaritan. And the last thing, the Samaritan treat the stranger beyond the religion. He didn't care what is your religion, who are you, and then where are you come from. As long I see you need help, then I'm willing to help you because you are a stranger in this area. Brother and sister, so who are the stranger in our life? If you have domestic helper in your home, then I would say they are a stranger. And then how you treat them, always remember Luke chapter 10. Always remember Matthew chapter 25. Once you do something to them, you do it for Christ. By doing this thing, then the glory of God come upon in your life, in your household. God bless you. This morning message really speak to us, want to teach us, become a people who have care for other people. Yeah. Jesus clearly teach us how should we do, and then he already give the good example for us. Samaritan who love and then do something for someone who are in need. Around us, there are a lot of strangers, foreigners. Even sometimes, when we hire domestic helper come into our house, they also a stranger. Do we love them? Do we do something? Do we share something to them? When we remember what Jesus said, who is the good neighbor, and do the same thing as Samaritan do it. At the same time, Jesus want us also do the same thing. Love other people. Let's pray and then ask God to put this kind of love in our life. When this kind of love stay in our life, we are no longer selfish Christian, but we really become a caring Christian, a Christian that care for other people. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship. Once we worship, we always remember that God loves us. That's the reason we love other people.
Thank you. here at your feet. Show me how much you love humility. Oh, Spirit, be the star that leads me to the humble heart of love I see in you. The friend of the weak, you wash the feet of the weary and embrace the ones in need. I want to be alive in Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. You are the God of the broken, the you wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are God of the humble, you are the humble King, you are the God of the humble, you are the humble King.
Now we start to show our love by praying for other people who are in need. When we pray for them, please keep in mind, if we know some people in the list, then I think it is okay. We find a time and then try to visit them. Find a time to encourage them. Not only for them, maybe for their family, so that they really can feel that we love them. There are a couple of lists for us to pray this morning. A bunch of people who have physical weakness, we pray for them. We pray for their family. We pray that God will show His power and then take out all physical weakness. Let's pray for them. while we pray, we also ask the Holy Spirit come upon their life and then really open their heart, especially for unbelievers, so that by the power of Holy Spirit, they will open their heart and believe Jesus. And then the last part, we keep praying for our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Now we use our prayer support to pray for our church, especially today is Friday. We keep praying for SPSG. We pray also for Pastor Sam Kim. This week he and his family have holiday instead. We pray that they will get a new refreshment from God, and then when they go back to Singapore for doing ministry, they really start with a full spirit from God. And also pray for SP Indonesia. Like you know, we start to do outreach every Sunday. Please support in prayer that we can find new believer. And also, if you want to join, you can also join together, and then we can share our love to the stranger in Kosbebe. And also pray for Kupang mission trip. The time is come near. Pray for this mission trip, because the team will do a summer Bible camp for teenager. We pray that God will speak something to the teenager in Kupang area. Let's pray together. Remember, for local outreach, Agape, SP Life, Freedom Bridge, and Recreation Ministry. Yeah, all this ministry regarding with the foreigner and the stranger. Like Jesus said, we need to love them. Yeah, we pray that this kind of ministry really a mission field for us, so that we can bring God's love to them. And also pray for Friday evening activity like SPU, IP, and then also house church activity. We pray that from the house church, every member can getting close each other, know each other, and then not only they strong in fellowship, but they are also strong in mission for God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you because you love us. Thank you because you give us love so that we love other people. Thank you for opportunity can get this message. And we pray that the message can live in our life. Now we put our life into your hand, Father. When we start to work, we really do it because we love you, Father. And also please lead us so that we can have care for our neighbor, our friend, and even far from that, we have care for other people who come from other country who live around us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.